While honeybees and bumblebees come from the same bee family, the smaller honeybees live in managed hives, which beekeepers move from farm to pollinate crops and produce honey. Bumblebees live in much smaller colonies in the wild. Both get pollen from the same flowers and crops, which is how they come into contact. Study co-author Matthias First of Royal Holloway University of London says lab experiments show that bumblebees suffer from the same parasites, pathogens, and disease as honeybees.
For that, we infected bees and checked their infection status and their longevity, and we found a significant reduction in their longevity. So these pathogens are really infective and really impact our bee population.
Bumblebees' lifespans were shortened by one quarter to one third, reducing the amount of food they could provide to their colonies. Co-author Mark Brown, also with Royal Holloway University, says that loss is greater for bumblebees because their colonies or family groups are much smaller than honeybees' hives.
While honeybees, you know, may have anywhere up to 50,000 workers, say, in a hive, losing one worker is not a big problem. Bumblebees, depending upon the species, live in groups of anywhere between a few tens to a few hundreds of workers. And so every worker you lose or whose life is shortened is going to have a much larger impact on the colony, its survival, and its reproduction.
First says his team then checked infections in both managed and wild bee populations across England.
And what we find here is that the disease or the pathogens are widespread in the landscape, that honeybees have much higher prevalence levels at pretty much all of those sites as compared to bumblebees, which was one of the reasons why we think the transmission is really going in this direction, honeybees to bumblebees and not the other way around.
Viral infection is triggered by a common parasite, the varroa mite, that spreads rapidly in beehives. Co-author Brown says methods exist to control the mites to some extent, but they remain a tricky problem.
Because most of our controls are based on chemicals, and the mites can evolve resistance to those chemicals. And so we need coordinated control strategies, but also the development of new control strategies that are going to be effective in the long term.
Brown hopes their study, published in the journal Nature, focuses greater attention not only on managed pollinators, but also on the services provided by their wild counterparts.
And we need to think about how we manage honeybees, not just from the perspective of looking after them, but potentially from the perspective of looking after our wild bees, too.
Brown adds that the sample infection numbers are conservative, so overall infection rates are most likely higher, underscoring the critical need for more work to protect the pollinators. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.